This is a recording of the November 6, 2019 Audit and Finance Committee meeting to convene at the Chugach Boardroom at 5 p.m.
So I'm going to call the meeting to order at 5:04. And in the room and on the committee, we have Director Hollis and Director Reeves. Myself, and in the room, we also have Director Parks and Director Crawford. We are anticipating Director Chastain by telephone. And I will ask for a motion for the approval of the agenda, but I will make a mention that on item 7A, we're going to do a little bit of combining on items 2, 3, and 4 that are all related to the audit, so that'll read more like one item because we'll combine it, do our discussion, and then in a way that in the hopes of efficiency. So consider that, and then I'll ask for a motion to approve that agenda.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Do I all those in favor?
Aye.
And any opposed? All right, that carries. And then you have the very quick turnaround on the minutes from November 5th that were in your packet. Does everybody feel good about that? Does anybody want a few minutes to just scroll? If not, I'll take a motion to approve.
Move to approve the minutes as written.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We have no members to be heard. We did CEO reports and correspondence last night, so we are on to new business.
So we have included in your packet approval. We do this every year to have a pre-approval for the capital credits that will be retired in 2020 under our discounting program. So as you can see from the attached memo, the very last page, you can see the discounting program over the last 3 years. In 2017 and 2018, the board authorized a funding level of 275. And in 2019, we increased it to 300. You can see we were really close to the authorization levels in 2017 and 2018, and then we're about that same level so far through 2019, and we still have the rest of the year. So we're recommending the same level then as this year. So for 2020, the $300,000 under the discounting program.
Are there any questions? Dr. Reeves?
It occurred to me when I was reading this that this, when we give it a, when we distribute the money to people who are no longer members, then how does that give our existing members a touchy-feely? So do we explain to all of our members why we're doing it this way so that at least everybody knows there is money coming out of the company?
So we do disclose in our financial statements our discounting program, and so they are well aware that it is offered only to the members that have left the system. And I do know that if you're of the current members, if they want to know what their current balance is, then they always have that. But and we always educate a member when they're getting ready to leave about our program. But I don't know that we've heard any, at least to my knowledge, any negative comments from current members, because these members have already left the system. Mm-hmm. And plus, they're agreeing to an amount less than 100%. So
it occurred to me that we might want to just put something in the outlook that says we are, you know, we are paying capital credits and for the benefit of the company, or, you know, whatever. It's in our everyone's financial best interest to do it in this way, and this is what we've chosen to do this year. Yeah, so that
sure, I can talk to Julie about maybe adding something to an outlet.
Yeah, we could probably do something at the end of the year that kind of sums up what we've done, and you know, the fact that we gain equity by doing that.
It's a really good thing, but
we should tell people.
We should
that
tell
it's a good
people
thing.
About
yeah.
it.
Right, absolutely. I'll talk to Julie.
Great. Any other questions or discussion points? All right, if not, on page 5, there is a suggested motion for us to take action on that. Now,
if I move that the Audit and Finance Committee recommend the Board of Directors approve the attached resolution authorizing early discounted capital credit payments for 2020 not to exceed $300,000.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Welcome, Director Chastain.
Thank you. I'm on audio, but there was no Starleaf. Anyway, I sent you a text, but I'm on audio, just so you know.
Okay, so noted. Thank you. Thanks for hanging with the technology. Okay, motion carries. And now we are finished with new business, and we are slated to go into executive session. If someone would like to make that motion.
I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 1025-175C1 and 3, the Board of Directors Audit and Finance Committee go into executive session to number one, discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, and two, discuss legal matters with its attorneys, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, let's be in executive session.
Aye.
And out of executive session. Are we on the record?
Yes, we are.
I will say that coming out of executive session, in our discussions, the board recognizes our role in oversight for the financials, for the audit process. And we do fulfill that in part by relying on the information that management gives us and the management perspective. Okay. Having said that, I will entertain a motion regarding the 10Q filing.
I will move that the Audit Finance Committee recommend management file the Securities and Exchange Commission Form 10Q by the due date, incorporating any amendments to the document, which will be reviewed and approved by KPMG. Mr. Hayhurst and Ms. Hires will immediately inform the board in writing of any material or significant changes.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries. I'll entertain a motion on the First Amendment to CoBank.
I move that the Audit and Finance Committee recommend the Board of Directors authorize the Chief Executive Officer to enter into the First Amendment to CoBank Master Loan Agreement as discussed in executive session.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. We're now on to director comments. I will take them from the committee. Director Hollis.
Well, I would just like to reiterate really appreciate the information and the level of information that you've given us this evening. I think it was excellent. Also appreciate all the hard work and what a great team. Let you know, I personally, and I think the team or our entire board appreciates everything that you do for us.
Director Reeves.
I felt like we went into a new state tonight of affairs by actually thinking in concrete terms about what life is going to be like after the acquisition. So that's one comment. My second comment is it was nice to hear from Sherry again. We haven't heard much from her recently, and it's nice to be reminded of how solid our finance department is and what a great job that Sherry does. And I also compliment you. That was a wonderful addition, that last discussion point about what we have to look forward to. It was really, really good.
Director Chastain.
Well, I will say I agree with the comments about the great information this evening, and it's always comforting. The financial part of the organization is so complicated, and it's always such a delight and a treat to hear Sherry and your team explain things to us in terms that we can really understand, at least from my perspective. And I so much appreciate that. And I will reiterate what Director Hollis said with regards to it. It gives me great comfort on so many levels hearing where you guys really are in assessing, you know, what it's going to take to get to where you need to be able to keep the health of the organization and to be able to, you know, pay our bills and receive money from our customers and all those things after integration on so many levels. It's so comforting to hear where you guys are at and all the thought and the testing that's been put into it. So I just appreciate your team and all the efforts so much. So thank you.
Dr. Crawford.
It just amazes me how much, I mean, this incredible amount of detail that goes into this. I'm so glad that it's not up to me. There's so many things to consider that I wouldn't have the first idea to where to start. And I'm so glad that we have great, competent people to do it for us. So, you know, they always say, keep it simple. Well, this is just not simple. So keep it up.
Dr. Parks?
Well, I'm not on the Audit and Finance Committee, so I really don't have to attend these. You know, yesterday and today, I just feel it's so valuable for the directors to really come and understand what's happening budget-wise, what's happening audit-wise, what's happening, where we're going looking forward with all of our changes coming up. You know, I just really appreciate what I'm hearing. And I think it's so much more important to be here in person and actually hear these things. So appreciate hearing all the information.
Lee.
Well, I just thank Sherry and her team. They've just done a fantastic job with not only tonight, but last night with the budget and the capital program. And they just do an outstanding job. And, you know, listening to Sherry do testimony, you know, during the hearing, she has credibility with the commission. And, you know, I told her, just testify like you testify at every meeting. And the commission very much appreciates her direct fact. You know, she knows what she's talking about. She is very articulate. And we're lucky to have her and her team. So thank you much.
Great. I'll just have a few quick things to add. Thank you to the team for taking, you know, a very vague directive asking for more material and really turning it into exactly what we needed to hear, that sort of division of the labor and the bullet points that all came from you guys and was really helpful. I'm so glad to have it. You know, when we first started taking on this deal, one of the things that we talked about is the tremendous work and the depth of the teams and the depth of the benches and, you know, knowing what it would take out of the senior management team, how deep were the benches, and the accounting and finance team delivers. I mean, it's been really a pleasure, even in just the 2 years that I've been on the board, to see how often the team is called up, how often the duties are divided, how well the development goes, and really recognition tonight, looking at the work from last night and tonight about how much work is done. Kudos for being a person short and still stepping up and around to compensate for that. I mean, really nice work. So appreciate everything that this team does and the opportunity to be here today, the work of the board and the great questions that all of the directors have, the comments, the interaction with the auditor. I mean, I think it's some of the best. I feel the best about some of this work that I do about anything that we do here, which I think is a really testament to the people in the room. So Thank you. And with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
We are done.